You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
And it's personal finance time on a Monday. We're going to be taking a look at strategies to boost your retirement savings and hopefully maximize some tax benefits along the way. I'm joined on the line by financial advisor at Alex Forbes, Buhle Nxumalo, to take a look at this. Good evening, Buhle. Thanks so much for taking the time. When we think about retirement, a lot of it comes down to save as much as possible, get things in place as early as possible, and all of that. But obviously, retirement comes in different phases. I mean, I think about when you're working and looking toward retirement, and then at the point of retirement, and then into retirement. It's almost like three different phases. How do you navigate each of those phases? Because I imagine the decisions must be different at each point in time.
Yes, thanks for having me, Jimmy. And you're quite right. With retirement planning, whenever I, you know, think about retirement planning or discuss retirement planning with my clients, I always put it in those three phases that you mentioned. So, you know, I'd call them the three buckets, meaning, you know, there'd be your pre-retirement bucket, there'd be your at-retirement bucket, and there'd be your post-retirement bucket. So all of those three phases, you can imagine that there would be different investment strategies that one could, you know, look at and which suit each phase of your retirement planning. So it's not just like a linear type of, you know, this is the type of investment, you know, portfolio or investment vehicle that I'll use at each and every single stage. One needs to, you know, adjust, you know, their investment planning as they're going closer to retirement. As they're just starting out in their retirement planning phase, you would put into play different strategies. So pre-retirement, of course, you know, just to put it plainly, you'd look at more of an aggressive approach with regards to saving towards your retirement. And then, you know, as you're going towards your retirement, which should be around year five, 3 and 2 years, you'd start now de-risking out of the more, you know, riskier investment portfolios and going into the less risky, more money market type of portfolio, so you can secure your retirement savings and they can just be safe.
Well, I think back to, when was it, 5 years ago, the pandemic happening, we got a very unique tool that was rolled out for South Africans called the tax-free savings accounts. And they've been all the rage since. There's a maximum amount of money that goes into the account that's tax exempt, no capital gains tax, all of those sorts of things. How does a product like that then kind of fit into your retirement planning? Is it something that you should definitely be looking at, regardless of what your financial advisor has in store for you, just as a personal thing, something you should be saying, every year I'm going to do that?
Yes, 100%. Tax-free savings account is a brilliant investment vehicle. And I always recommend it not only for, you know, retirement planning, but also, you know, planning for your children's education savings. Planning for, you know, any medium to long-term type of investment goals, if you may. And like you said, yeah, the, you know, tax-free savings account was introduced to South Africans by the National Treasury. And it's very attractive to the investor because, of course, of the tax-free element of things, where you don't pay tax on, you know, while you're still invested within the tax-free savings account, you don't pay tax on capital gains, you don't pay tax on the dividends that you receive or the interest that you receive within the tax-free savings account. So, you know, of course, right now, the big discussion as well with us leading up to the tax year end, you know, the tax-free savings account has popped up once again as a hot topic, in the sense that, you know, it is now this almost rush to make sure that by the time we get to the financial year end, you have utilized the, you know, that tax deduction, if you may, or tax benefit to the maximum. So what that would be with the tax-free savings account is, you know, they have a limit of saving about 36,000 Rand per tax year for each individual, and then it's 500,000 Rand over your lifetime. And I think a very important aspect for an investor to keep in mind is that with that 36,000 Rand per year that you receive, that is across all the board, if you have more than one tax-free savings account, it would, that 36,000 would apply to all your tax-free savings accounts put together. So it's not for each tax-free savings account investment. And if you don't utilize that 36,000 rand in that tax year, it does not roll over. So you essentially will lose it, and you'll basically just have it recapped again for 36,000 rand next year. But whatever you didn't use in the previous year would not roll over and give you a bigger tax deduction in the following year.
Well, so what about the other things that we can do to maximize on the tax benefits? I mean, I imagine there's a lot that can be done from certain products or certain types of retirement portfolios that you put in place, and other types of things that you look at when you're planning the retirement, even before you get to retirement age. How do you make the most of the tax side of it, but at the same time, understanding that I still have day-to-day things to live through, I still have expenses I need to cover, so I might not be able to contribute as much in certain stages of my life?
I think looking at it holistically helps in the sense that, when you're planning for your retirement planning and you're thinking about how much are you going to be contributing towards your company pension fund or provident fund or retirement annuity, for instance, you also look at it in the sense that whatever I am contributing towards my retirement fund, there will be a tax benefit in that as well. So it's a give and take where you know that you're giving in, but there will be something that you will get out each and every year with each tax year. So that's also just such a nice benefit to have, is if you know that you're contributing towards, a retirement fund, you basically reduce your taxable income. And what that means is that you end up paying less tax to SARS. So what happens is that whatever contributions you put towards your retirement fund, they are taxable, but they're limited to 27.5% of the greater of your remuneration or your taxable income. And it is maxed at 350,000 rand per annum for each individual. So, it's a nice thing that you know that you can get tax back at the tax year from, investing into your RA. And with the tax-free savings account, like I mentioned before, you can open one up for yourself, for your children as well, so that you don't, overuse or contribute in excess to what the limits are. Because with the tax-free savings, once you start contributing in excess, you can pay, you can incur a 40% tax rate on those excess contributions, which is what you wouldn't want. So that's something else to think about. Also, just I think the most important thing, Jimmy, is look at what your own personal, individual financial circumstances are. Sometimes even an endowment is a great thing for, people to look into. But of course, that also ties back into what is your tax bracket, what tax bracket do you fall in? And so you would then, of course, speak to a financial advisor, see if an endowment would be better for you. And if you are being taxed, over that 30% tax bracket, then an endowment would be a perfect product for you. So there's a myriad of investment, options that we could have a look at, and it would just be you just going back to the drawing board and looking at exactly how much can you afford, what are your goals, what are you trying to, invest for and save for. Once you have a goal in mind, it should be easy to just, set up a plan and stick to it.
Well, is there such a thing as too many products? I mean, I think about all of the retirement products that are available, all of the conversations you can have with a financial advisor. Is there such a thing as having too many products, or does that just create better diversification because all of the products are kind of in line with South African laws and they're all different types of products that might serve different purposes?
I think that's why, each retirement type of vehicle, they have their maximums that we've spoken about on the tax benefit that you can get back. And so I don't know if I could say there'd be too much. Too much is never a bad thing, because remember, essentially what you're saving up for is, the income that you'll be getting, paying yourself in retirement. So, when you retire, to be able to live comfortably in retirement, you need to be earning, at least about 65-70% of your income that you would replace at retirement. So, of course, you're not saying now contribute that much to your retirement planning every month. Of course, you wouldn't be able to then live and do other things other than your retirement planning. But the more you contribute and the earlier that you start, the better you're able to, you know, reap the rewards of your compound interest, reap the rewards of the tax-free benefits and your investment growth over time.
There's always something you can do to improve your retirement, and it's better to look at this sooner rather than later. Always have your conversations with your financial advisors, of course. Don't come back and say, Jimmy gave you financial advice. I'm not the financial advisor, but we have financial advisors on the show. Thank you so much to this financial advisor from Alex Forbes. That was Buhleng Nxumalo joining us to take a look at how to maximize your retirement savings and potentially your tax benefits along with it.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.